Unit 2. Color Chemistry. Reading 1. Autumn Leaves. When you go on a color tour to see the gorgeous fall foliage, do you look at those colors and think of a kitchen? Actually, leaves are the kitchens of trees. They take in their ingredients, water and carbon dioxide, and process them with their utensils like chlorophyll. This mixture is baked in the sunlight, producing the glucose that trees use as food. There are other utensils in the kitchen, chemicals of other colors that are in the leaf all summer long. We only see green, though, because chlorophyll is green, and it is the strongest chemical in the leaf. A cold oven can't bake anything, so during winter, when the sunlight is weaker, leaves can't make more glucose. Thus, the tree shuts down its kitchens. A leaf has a light-sensing chemical called auxin that allows the tree's sap to circulate throughout the leaf. When the light gets weaker, the leaf stops making auxin, so the kitchen door closes. In addition, without the sap, chlorophyll breaks down. When the green color goes away, the other chemicals begin to show through, and the leaf changes color. Yellow comes from a chemical called carotene. Red comes from anthocyanin. If a leaf has both carotene and anthocyanin, it appears orange. Since anthocyanin is light sensitive, a sunny autumn is needed to have brilliant red and orange leaves. A cloudy or rainy autumn produces more yellow and brown leaves. Brown comes from waste products in the tree, so leaves without carotene or anthocyanin turn brown. In spring, the sun gets stronger again, so the tree grows new kitchens to bake glucose in the hot oven. Reading 2. Hair Color. People have been changing their hair color for thousands of years. They have used a wide variety of natural materials, including henna, black walnut shells, and vinegar to do this. It was not until 1909 that the first chemical hair dye was produced. In that year, French chemist Eugene Schuller manufactured a hair dye using the chemical paraphenylenediamine. His creation proved very popular, and it has been used to let people express themselves and to allow the elderly to look younger. Hair is primarily made of keratin, a protein found in both the skin and fingernails. The color of a person's hair is determined by the presence of two pigments, eumelanin and pheomelanin. A person with more eumelanin has black or brown hair, whereas someone with more pheomelanin can have hair that ranges in color from blonde to red. When both proteins are absent, an individual has either white or gray hair. When someone wants to dye his or her hair a different color, this is what happens. The cuticle, the outer layer of the hair, must be opened first. This happens thanks to ammonia, which opens the cuticle and enables the coloring to enter the hair. After that happens, two more steps occur. First, the original hair color is removed by peroxide. Simultaneously, the dye itself reacts with the cortex, the inner part of the hair, and changes the color of the person's hair. Most hair dyes also include conditioners to close the cuticle, which prevent the hair dye from leaving the hair. This makes the hair coloring permanent.